Andrew Drummond, Device for Shadows and Reflection. Christchurch artist Andrew Drummond first became interested in kinetic or moving sculpture when he was introduced to expatriate New Zealander Len Lai's kinetic sculpture at Teachers Training College. Studying art overseas in the mid-1970s, Drummond discovered more artists who were exploring new ways to make art, with technology and machines, through performances, and by using their own bodies. Drummond has described the experience as like being touched by an electric rod. It changed my life. After returning to New Zealand, in 1976, Drummond embarked on a series of performance works which explored the relationship between humans and the land. His performances often involved ritual actions in which he drew attention to threats to the environment or performed symbolic gestures that suggested cleansing or healing the landscape. Since the 1990s, Drummond has moved towards working with objects, including kinetic sculptures. He's developed what one writer has called a personal periodic table of the elements. Items that recur in his works include glass, bronze, slate, beeswax, copper, moss, and coal. Drummond's works explore what sculpture can be. Often he sets his sculpture to work, giving them tasks to perform, to pump water, to draw lines. Device for Shadows and Reflections is a meditative work with a quiet job, creating an ever-changing environment of light and shadow for the viewer to occupy. If there's one thing I want my art to do, Andrew Drummond said in an interview in 2006, it is for people to look at it in a way that isn't about understanding the idea, rather it is about allowing themselves to get lost in it, to stop long enough to be suspended in wonderment or disbelief.